Welcome to the Graveyard Girls podcast with Amelia and Natasha.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to a brand new episode.
Of the Graveyard Girls.
Of the Graveyard Girls. And I feel like really out of sync. I'm still in this weird thing, like we're getting back into recording now.
Yes.
But also we kind of had 1 week break after we'd had our 3 weeks break and, you know, I just feel a bit confused.
We're recording this just after Christmas, so yeah, we had a...
it's been a weird...
break.
...time, yeah. But the thing is, we only had that 3 weeks because we both nearly died.
Yeah.
And then... actually, that sounds a bit dramatic. We didn't nearly die. We were just a bit ill. We had a cold. And then...
yeah. I couldn't remember what was wrong. Yes. It was a while ago.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we kind of got back into it 1 week. We thought, yeah, we've got this. We can get back in a routine. And then, yeah, like Christmas and New Year happened, so... yeah, it kind of got in the way. And
yeah.
Like now we've got to grow up and do proper, get back to recording how we were before.
Have a schedule again.
Yeah. So,
well, you shouldn't work in between Christmas and New Year's is what my point is. So we should have had a break.
Yeah, I think we needed a break.
Yeah.
Because we, I don't know, just normal seasonal crap.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we just need to get back into it now. But I feel like I've just forgotten half of everything.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. I know I've not even been, like, doing that sort of thing as well. Like, I've forgotten to do all of her reels and things. Like, I'm so out of sync. So, yeah, good luck for this episode.
Yeah.
Basically, it's one of your normal cases today, isn't
it? It is one of mine. I've got a German serial killer for us today.
Ooh.
So we're going full on true crime.
I don't want to say, like, Germans have the best killers, but, like, they do have some good...
Well, this one is kind of forgotten about.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because there is some good cases. Yeah,
that is part of his name, but I don't want to say the other part.
Ooh.
Because then that kind of gives it away.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like a bit of a surprise, maybe a twist at the end.
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay. So Karl, he was born in 1860 in a part of Prussia, which is now modern day Poland.
Okay.
And he was born to German parents who were farmers.
Okay.
So this is Karl Denker.
Okay.
If that's how we pronounce his name, I can't remember. Denker.
I think who he was.
Not Denker, Denker.
Okay.
Not much is stated about his childhood other than that he was a soft-spoken, quiet boy, but he was also one of the worst students at his elementary school. Uh-huh. So I don't know if this means academically or he was just like a little troublemaker.
Yeah, class clown.
Yeah, it didn't really say which, so I was just like...
I feel like he's a bit of a cheeky chappy.
Yeah. But it doesn't really state that. So once he's left elementary, he ran away from home at age 12 and began an apprenticeship with a gardener.
Okay.
So there's...
could work out, maybe.
I mean, it's the the 1800s.
I mean, it's quite common for kids to move away and then start a life.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Now, time goes by, and by the age of 25, his father dies.
Oh.
So I think Karl's brother still remained at home and he was older, so he inherits the family home. But his dad didn't forget about Karl, so he...
I was just about to say, did he still keep in contact?
He got, like, a substantial amount of money from him.
Okay.
So he used this money to buy land and have a go at his own farm. However, he was unsuccessful and he sells the land and eventually buys a house to rent out.
Okay.
Okay? So that's all that's kind of known of his past. He also got a vending license and bought a shop where he sold goods made from leather and also sold meat.
Oh no, does this come into play later?
Possibly.
Okay. I feel like it might not be the sort of meat you're expecting in the shop.
Maybe.
And the leather might not be that skin of a cow.
To be fair, it kind of makes sense to sell like all the meat products.
They sell people.
No. To sell like the meat products or the byproducts of meat.
Yeah,
in one shop.
One roof, yeah.
It just makes sense. But I'm vegetarian.
You could do like, yeah, it's. I suppose it's like a supermarket.
Yeah.
But old-fashioned,
for one,
yeah.
One product with many uses.
Get your clothes, get your shoes.
Get your food.
Yeah.
Bones.
Yeah.
Soup.
What else do we
use? I don't know.
Glue.
Glue, that's it, yes. He was a well-liked in his community, and he was also an organist in his local church. Some people even refer to him as Papa.
Okay.
So he's a good...
So I feel like he's well sort of not necessarily liked in the community, but he's like very involved.
Yes. But for some reason, he decided to stop his membership of the church in about 1906.
Oh, okay.
This could be due to the fact that years earlier, he began killing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Not so nice, Papa.
Was it the congregation members?
No.
Okay.
He killed vagrants and poor travellers.
Okay.
People who most likely wouldn't have been noticed to have disappeared.
I mean, that's kind of sensible.
Yeah. Why he decided to kill isn't known, or the total number of victims isn't entirely known either.
Okay. So there could be more.
Yes, but he likes to keep records of stuff, so we kind of have an estimate.
Okay. Does he have souvenirs as well? Or is it just like a little black book?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
So his first known killing happened in 1903.
Mm-hmm.
And this was of Ida Lorna, who is not stated how he kills her. So I don't know how. that doesn't make sense. That's what I wrote. Okay. 6 years later, in 1909, he killed 25-year-old Emma Sander. Another man went to jail for this, but he was released once Carl was caught.
Okay.
So he's...
Why did they think it was the other man?
Just because they worked in the same place.
Right, okay.
His last known victim was Raucus Porlick, but I'm not sure the date or year of Porlick's death.
Okay. Is that a man or a woman?
I don't know. It's okay. A strange name, I was just like...
Okay. I was trying to like think, is it all women he's killed or all men?
No.
Because I presumed it was going to be men.
It's mixture.
Travelers. I know obviously women travel, but... Mm-hmm. Naturally, when you go to vagrants and travellers, you instantly think men.
Men, yeah. It was a mixture.
Okay.
I don't think he necessarily had a type. If they were poor, that's usually his...
If he didn't think they were going to be missed, basically. Yeah.
On December the 21st of 1924, Carl lured a homeless man, De Vincenz Olivia, into his home with the promise of money if he wrote a letter for him.
Oh, okay.
Vincenz had been directed to Carl by a townswoman, as he was known for his charitable nature.
Oh.
I don't know if she was in on it.
Is she like an accomplice?
I don't know if she was in on it, but to me, I think she's like, oh yeah, she he will help you. She knows
him probably from the church or whatever. Yeah.
According to Vincenz, he sat down at a desk after being handed a pen and paper, but turned to Carl after becoming perplexed when Carl dictated, so what he was to write, Adolf, you fat slob.
Oh.
So he was just like, what?
He was like, you're angry with someone?
So he turned just in time to see Carl in the process of raising a pickaxe to strike his head.
Oh.
Vincenz managed to duck, but he still received a gash to his temple before he was able to wrestle the pickaxe from Carl. He escaped through the front door screaming that a madman was trying to kill him. Oh. And this, obviously, all the neighbours came out and then phoned the police. Initially, his testimony was disregarded on account of Carl's reputation.
Right, and the fact that this guy was homeless.
Mm-hmm, leading to Vincenz's own arrest for being homeless. The judge, however, insisted on further investigation of Vincenz's claims, and Carl was taken in for questioning.
Okay.
He was placed in a holding cell, and this is where he hanged himself. And innocent people don't tend to hang so this obviously brought a lot of suspicion onto him. So Carl's home was searched and police found a gruesome truth of his murders and cannibalism, discovering unidentified flesh that had been cured inside two tubs filled with brine, a box of assortment of human bones and human fat.
I really feel like that's really smelly.
They also discovered several items, including shoes, belts, braces, and shoelaces.
Were they made out of weird human things or just genuine?
I'm thinking
like their nipple lamp.
Some of the leather items were tested and it was human skin.
Oh. A tooth necklace.
That's a bit obvious. While the exact number of his victims is unknown, Carl's own ledger had 31 names in it, including Vincenz, which was obviously the last one, confirming that there's at least 30. Due to the large number of body parts found in his home, his body count was estimated to be as high as 42 or even higher.
Oh.
So I have a detailed report of what was found.
Yeah, okay.
16 femurs. With one pair of remarkably strong ones, two pairs of very thin ones, 6 pairs and 2 left femurs, 15 medium-sized pieces of long bones, 4 pairs of elbow bones, ooh, 7 heads of radii, 9... Oh, yeah, I meant to look that up. I'll go back into that in a minute. Okay. Is that part of the head? Or is it like a knee? I can't remember. Like a radii.
I thought you were going to say radial.
Yeah.
Like, is it the arm?
I don't know. It might be.
Isn't it radial ulna? Did I make that up?
Arm bone.
Yes, I was right. I did learn something in school.
So, 7 heads of radii, which is part of the arm bone. 9 lower parts of the right eye, radii, lower parts of the elbow, a pair of upper shin bones, a pair of lower elbows and radii of which extremities were still remain well intact.
What, so like?
Yep.
The actual fleshy bit?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, so it wasn't...
So you hadn't finished with them yet?
No.
Surely that was really smelly.
A pair of upper arms and a pair of upper arm heads. It's very confusing that they say arm heads.
I think that's like the shoulder bit going into the shoulder blade. Little... Yeah.
A pair of collarbones, 2 shoulder blades, 8 heels and ankle bones, 120 toes and... 65...
It's kind of that woman that had 20 spoons.
65 feet and metacarpal bones.
Oh.
5 first ribs and 150 pieces of ribs.
Well, so he didn't even really use much of the bodies, to be honest. He kept most of it.
What?
Where is he storing this? Was this in a fridge?
He's also believed to have sold the flesh of his victims in nearby Breslau as pickled meat.
Ooh. Okay, at least it's not like a jacket, because can you imagine now, like, you'd look at a leather jacket.
You're like,
and it turns out it's not a cow, it's like, I don't know, grandma human or something.
It's like, oh, this one has a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really cool pattern. Where did you get that design?
Yeah, so obviously he didn't get rid of the bones.
Okay. But some of them still had a lot of flesh on, so why don't you ever feel like that's really smelly, like rotting? Mm. Or has he kept it in a really cold place that it's kind of preserved it?
It might be. It's Germany. It's not that cold. Oh, it was December, wasn't it?
I can't remember exactly when like the proper fridges came back. So yeah. I mean, they still had ice houses at most places at this point. Like certain places would have had some sort of fridge, like refrigeration system, but like it was either the big companies or like the rich. I think every normal other person still used ice houses.
Yeah, I think he might have put this in the ice house.
Oh, okay.
This is December as well.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, what is it? 1920s? At this point?
It is, yes. 1924.
Well, they might have had a fridge then, actually. Because I'm thinking, like, Hoovers and stuff would have been about by then. Because wasn't it, like, the 1930s housewife? And I think, like, you know all the old adverts where they're like, get your household appliances. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was, like, between 30s and 50s, wasn't it? So maybe they do actually have refrigerators by this point.
Maybe.
They would have had big commercial ones.
He just had a lot of bones.
Okay. Yeah, I got very distracted by that. I'm not a fridge expert. I think, maybe we need to, like, contact one.
I think it's just a pair of the elbows which are still attached. Thing. That's the only things that are still attached. Everything else, to me, is all bones. But apart from a pair of lower elbows, still have the extremities.
Ooh.
So that it might not be as smelly as we think.
Okay. I said if it's kept somewhere cold, it shouldn't smell.
Yeah.
Too bad.
So, as I mentioned earlier that he's kind of forgotten, he's kind of known as the forgotten cannibal.
Okay.
So, decades later, Carl's case remains mostly forgotten. Still much about Carl's life, motives, methods, and the exact number of victims remain unknown. Only 2 photographs of him actually exist.
Ooh.
And one of them is after his suicide.
Ah.
So that's literally all that's known. Obviously, it was before.
I mean, it wasn't that common to have photos taken at this point.
Yeah, but like he's mostly, nothing's really known about him.
Oh, so he's a bit of a mystery character.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he probably did try to keep himself to himself because he's not really going to want to bring attention to himself, is he?
Yeah, so it's just weird that he, like...
I suppose, though, as well, the community would like kind of want to forget about it. It's not something you really want to...
Especially if you bought some meat from him and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, can you imagine that at Christmas time?
Especially this is like, what, the 21st? They're like, oh, we're supposed to get some meat from him for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Actually, they're...
He's like offering it up to the whole congregation. Like, I can get you some meat.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my goodness, he's so generous.
Well, yes, he was part of the church.
I mean, in a weird way, obviously it's not good, like, chopping people up and eating them. But also, at least it's kind of not wasting them. He's not just killed them. I'm not saying it makes it any better that he's killed these people. But, you know, like, at least they were reused. He's not just killed them and left them. He's repurposed them.
I guess that could be the argument for actual meat as well. I don't like it.
No. But the thing is, like, if I died...
I'm not eating you.
No, but you know, like, if they were starving people, like, I'm not going to be that offended if someone, like, cooked me and ate me.
Oh, yeah, if we're, like...
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. If you need to eat... I don't think I'd do
that, because at the end of the day, I'm dead. So, yeah. Like, if they don't eat me, I'm only going to rot somewhere. So, you know, might as well make use of me.
Yeah.
Sell me organs for, like, organ transplant. And then any remaining flesh, you can have it.
This is just after World War One.
So...
I don't know how the... meat situation. Is the world getting back on its feet in this area? Like, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
I think it depends where you are.
It's Germany. Well,
yeah, but
Prussia.
Which parts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Prussia at this time.
Yeah, wasn't that quite a turbulent, or was that more the early 1800s where that was really turbulent and kept changing?
I don't know.
I can't remember. To be fair, it's been turbulent for a long time, because yeah. That's why they keep changing the names of the countries.
Yes.
But well, based on the current world, over the last year and a half, it's still pretty turbulent area.
Well, nearly 2 years.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think I'd be that offended if someone hurt me, actually.
But you shouldn't murder people to eat.
No, you shouldn't murder them to eat them.
No,
but unless it's like an emergency.
No.
Yeah, like if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and like they're
let them die like... naturally and then you eat them. Don't murder them.
I know, but do
them.
They go a bit funny if you just let them slowly die? Like, you put them out, say, like, they're trapped in something. Like, say we went, I don't know why we'd be in this situation, but let's say, I don't know, we went to a cave somewhere, like, exploring, and we got stuck, and you were, like, half dying. I think I'd, like, kill you off so you don't die a slow, painful death. It's like, if I thought there was no way we were going to get rescued.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
you'd get away with my murder.
No, but if, like, there was no way we were going to get out, and you were clearly dying, and you were in a lot of pain, and you were just dying a slow death, I'd, like, bash you over the head so you could die quicker.
Okay.
Like, put you out of your misery, but then also I'd be starving, so I'd kind of have to eat you.
Okay.
I don't think that's too bad, is it? Like, that's an acceptable circumstance in which to eat someone, isn't it?
That's the thing to the rule. But don't murder people to eat them.
No, don't murder people to eat them.
That is not... We're not... No.
No, I'm not going to... I'm just saying. Like, I wouldn't be offended. If I was dying a slow death, I'd rather you bash me over the head.
Okay.
And if it meant you were also starving, like, it was the only way you
to be fair, it might take a few goes. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And you're like, for fuck's sake.
No, my arm hurts.
What? Why am I going for your arm?
I don't know, you missed.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, just stay still. You're like, yeah. Are you doing that wrong?
But yeah, so I don't know. But I mean, like I said, if there's no way we're going to get rescued, and I'm already, like, half dead, I don't mind you killing me.
Okay.
Put me out of misery.
Like I said, I'm not eating you. I'll just die.
Yeah, but...
If we're in that situation, we're dead anyway.
Yeah. I know, but you might have a chance of surviving.
No. Okay. Or you just kill me and then, like, rescuers come and you're like, this is not what it looks like. I thought we were doomed. It's like, it's been 2 hours. Like,
I lost all concept of time.
Yeah. So call the forgotten cannibal, also known as Papa Donkey. Oh, donkey? Donkey? Donkey?
Was a man that ate people. And possibly. And possibly sold them. To be fair, he might not have done any of the eating. It might have been everyone else in the parish.
Yes. He's like, oh, I never ate them. He did a crime. He definitely killed them.
Yeah.
And possibly sold their meat.
Did the homeless man eventually get, like, apprehended?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's okay. That's good.
I don't think he wasn't homeless. He had a... He might have been homeless. He did have a job.
Okay. That's fine, then. As long as he got out, because otherwise that's a bit shitty.
Yeah. I think it's just because they worked in the same place and he was just like, oh, well, you look suspicious, so, you know, you murdered her. It's like, actually, no, I didn't.
Okay, that's good.
I wonder if there was any of her body left then or she just disappeared. That didn't come up in my research. Because obviously they need some kind of evidence that she's no longer alive.
So what made them think it was the 42? Is it because there was too many body parts for it to be
I think so, yes.
Yeah. But why would he not document some of them?
Maybe he just...
Maybe he killed him before he asked him who they were.
Or maybe he just was like, maybe he didn't know their names.
Because some of them, like a lot of them, I feel like he did with that other guy where like he lured them in like on the pretense of writing a letter for him. So he would have got talking and asked their name so he could have recorded them. But then maybe there's somewhere he like, it was an element of surprise. So he didn't have time to ask them their name before he killed them.
Yeah, can you imagine writing a letter for someone who's like, Adolf, you fat slob. I'm not writing this. It's hate mail.
Also, who's Adolf?
Whoever Adolf is a fat slob.
Okay, apparently.
Hold on, Hitler? It's 1924.
Oh, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Although it's a very common name.
It's a common German name, yeah. You hear the name Adolf, you think.
Yeah, you instantly go to that, especially in the area as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although...
I think it's a German name.
Is that it for today's episode?
Yeah.
I feel like I've gone off on a bit of a tangent at the end here. I'm still thinking about people eating people, but yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's not the point. There was Moving a murderer. On. There was a serial killer.
Okay, on that note, in the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.